USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama reminds landowners the sign-up period for 2017 programs continues through October 14th. But if you've never signed up before, Steve Musser, Assistant State Conservationist for Programs for Alabama NRCS, explains what needs to be done.
When you come in and you want to apply for a USDA program, first thing is the producer has to be eligible and then the land has to be eligible. A lot of people who've dealt with that Farm Service Agency and USDA programs are already entered in the Service Center Information Management System, which is clear as their eligibility. But if not, if they're a new producer, they would need to go to the Farm Service Agency. They would need to bring in a deed to their property, and then basically the office put their farm boundary on a map, look at proof of the deed, put them in the system as the owner of that property, and that they are in fact an eligible producer to participate in USDA programs. So it depends. If you're not in, you have to go through a few extra hoops than if you've already participated before.
To learn more, contact your local USDA Service Center. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.